Welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You are listening to episode number 46, the one in which I swear a lot. Just so you know, get little ears out of the room. Hit pause right now. Put some headphones on. Send them off to another room. Because, yeah, I'm going to say the S word quite a bit in this here episode. Ready? Shit. I'm going to say shit a lot because that's the name of my new book. Get past your shit. Why did I put profanity in a book title? Because honestly, it just fits. And it's shorter and sweeter than saying get past your fears, insecurities, tough circumstances, perceived limitations, and everything else you let hold you back from doing what you want to do. I just say, get past your shit. Here's the thing. We all have shit to get past. There's stuff we are afraid of and insecure about. There's situations we think we can't change. There are limitations we've bought into, whether they're real or not. There's so much going on in between our ears that keep us from creating the life we want to live and the business that we want to run and the income that we want to enjoy, to do all the things we want to create more of in the world. There's all this stuff between us and that, and that's our shit. I let my shit hold me back from so many things over the years. But hallelujah, there's so much shit that used to hold me back that it just doesn't anymore because I've gotten past it. I didn't solve it. I didn't make it go away. I didn't fix anything. I just got past it. I stopped letting it stop me from creating what I want. The awareness of that in my own life, when I saw the changes and shifts in my life over the last, specifically like the last 7 years, when I see all the ways I don't hold myself back where I once did, when I see how much happier I am, how much healthier, how much more income I have, how close I am to being able to scream debt free again. I did it once. I got myself out of debt way back when I started my business. And then through some health issues, I got behind on my taxes and have been peeing on that tax fire every year ever since. But this year, doggone it, it is almost completely vanquished. It's like 85% of the way there as I record this. And by the end of the year, that last 15% will be smushed. And I'll be able to say it again. I'm debt free. Damn, I wouldn't be able to say that if I still let all my shit stand in the way of what I want to do in the world, in my business, in my life. My awareness of that and the changes in my life and hearing other people tell me what it means to them to see me step out past my fears and insecurities. When someone says, the way you do this inspires me to think I can do it too. I thought, man, that's so true of me as well. I mean, I look at other people and their fears and insecurities and limitations, and I see what they do, and it inspires me. That inspiration is what created the book project. Get Past Your Shit is a collaborative book project that I shared with my audience last year in October and invited other people to join me. I wanted to tell some of my stories of how I've gotten past shit in my life. And I invited other people to contribute their stories. Tell me a story about how you got past your shit. And I got a wonderful response. And the book that is launching right now contains a total of 19 stories. The subtitle of the book, so the book title is Get Past Your Shit, then 19 stories of imperfect people who prove you can. I have one of my best friends, Nicole Dean, I have her to thank for helping me with that subtitle, because it just fits. We're imperfect people. That's kind of the whole point. For so long, I thought, I've got to fix myself. I've got to perfect myself before I can charge more money, speak on stages, create more of what I want in the world. I've got to perfect myself first. Not at all. I'm imperfect today. I was imperfect 7 years ago. I was imperfect 18 years ago when I started my business. I will be imperfect the day I die. I will be imperfect. And I can still get past my shit and create what I want. The co-authors, the people who said yes to the book project, I so admire them. Some of them I know really well. Some of them I didn't know at all when they approached me about being part of the book project. This has been an incredible experience spanning the entire year. Working with Karen Crompton, she was our story coach. Candace Davis, our editorial advisor. Tisha Lee's been the project manager. Michelle Aubin helped us with vetting and hearing stories in the beginning to choose who was going to be in the book. Pam Hamilton and Lynn Lush were invaluable proofreaders. Pam Hamilton is also one of the co-authors. Sandy Lawrence has helped us with press release prep for the book launch. Rachel Marie Martin read the book in a weekend to write the foreword for me. And of course, one of my very best friends, Therese Sparkins, wrote the closing chapter, the what now chapter, after you've read all these stories and been so inspired. What now? I'm so proud of this book. I cannot tell you. When I had the idea to create a collaborative project, I had mixed feelings. On one hand, I love collaboration. I collaborate in a variety of ways all the time, blog posts, podcasts, events. But a book with 170 some pages of stories, I've never done that. And I felt really ill-equipped for it. So the team, Karen and Candace and everybody, when you read this book and you see how well put together it is and how good the storytelling is, no, it's all about them. It's all about how they came together with me and supported my vision and then helped carry it through the entire year. I've received some really fantastic reviews from people who I asked to take a peek at the book. And one of my favorites had to do with one of my greatest fears with the project. And that was some collaborative book projects I've read have been pretty crappy, to be honest. Like people are invited to be part of a collaboration. They're invited to pay. So maybe they have to give $1,000 to the editor. And then just because they paid the $1,000, they're in the book. And maybe their contribution is good and maybe it sucks, but it's in there because they paid $1,000. Some collaborations just feel sloppy and thrown together, like there was no editing, no proofing. I am a high school dropout, so that doesn't mean that I'm stupid. I know I'm not stupid, but I don't have the greatest grasp of grammar, so you can't ask me to prove something. I needed help and support in bringing something through that we could all be really proud of in the end. So when I got this private message sent to me, a friend, April, said, "As I said in my review, I loved the premise of it from the first time you mentioned it. If I'm honest, though, I expected it to be about as deep as the usual anthology collection of stories I've come across. But I should have known better with you at the helm." The reviews that have been coming in have been so good, and it's because of the amazing team effort. All of the authors, their vulnerability in telling their stories, all of the support of the team, every step of the way. I don't hold this book up and say, "Look at what I did." I hold this book up and say, "Look at what I had a vision for." And then look at what we did together. My pride is in every single person's contribution to the book. And oh my gosh, you guys. Please pick up your copy. Go to getpastyourshit.com. The Kindle copy is only $2.99. And there is a gift for you on the book website, a group coaching intensive that I'm running as a thank you to everyone who buys the book. This is no small thing. This is a 6-part group coaching intensive where we're going to deep dive into how do you identify your shit? What is your shit? What do you want to do about it? Prioritize it and start to take steps past it. What do those steps look like? What did it look like in my life? How did I get support in all of that? This is a deep dive. This is a $497 group coaching intensive, and it's my gift to you when you buy the $2.99 Kindle, because I can and because it gives me intense joy. This isn't a business building book. This is a personal book. This is self-development. This is storytelling. This is loving and stretching and growing. This is not a business building book. And yet, this is all about business. Because if we can't get past our shit personally, if we can't love ourselves, if we don't develop ourselves, we will never experience the success that we're dreaming of in our business. So it's the not about business book about your business. All right. So here's what you can look forward to on the podcast for the next 18 episodes. Interviews with my co-authors. That's how I've spent the last month of my life. I've been running the Stretch Yourself Challenge, and I've been interviewing all of my co-authors one after another. I've talked my face off in September for the sake of kicking ass with this book launch. So they're all published, so you can run right now and go listen to any one of the author interviews. They're all on display at lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Again, the book, get the book, getpastyourshit.com. Thanks for spending time with me today. Thanks for being interested in the book project. Thanks for being around me at all. It's a joy. It's a pleasure. And if I'm just getting to know you, I want to know who you are. Like when you claim that gift, when you get the book and claim the gift, would you hit reply to my welcome email and just say, hey, tell me how you heard about the book. Tell me something about you. That would be so great. All right. See you in the next episode.